Seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said,
welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the morning drive. We want you to arrive alive. Now, I don't know where you're going. Some of you are going to work. Some of you are going to a doctor's appointment. Some of you are just going. But we're here to offer you some sultry music. Today is our praise day. We call it Tuesday Praise, where we get into the theology of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, I have a commitment to doing all that I can do to promote the kingdom of God. For me, God is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I have to make that clear right up front, because I don't want no one confused about who I worship. So this segment here goes along with our morning drive in the morning. And we want to motivate you, because we know it's Tuesday. And Tuesday is like a day where it's still a little ways to go, but you know that you know that you're going to get there. And when we do this particular segment, we like to focus it on motivation, because motivation can help us keep going in the right direction. You know, people aren't in your inner workings of your mind. What happens is so many things, so many elements are all around you. There are so many bad spirits out there. And you have to take the time to collect the good spirits, the positiveness of your life. And sometimes that can be difficult, because if you're here to work, you have some people that you have to deal with in some capacity. And sometimes that capacity is overwhelming. Am I getting to someone? Sometimes that capacity is nerve-wracking when they're on your last reserve, when you've done the best that you can possibly do, and they want more. They want to push you, and they think that this is okay. Well, it's not okay. God knows what you're going through. So we try to make sure you understand that we know as well. And this is the time that we want to pray for them, because, you know, they need prayer too. And if they hold in a position that's over your position, they definitely need prayer, because they don't understand what they're doing. Do I have a witness out here? Do I have one or two of you that would agree with what I'm saying? So the Bible says that there's nothing too hard for God, but we don't always understand his planning, how he gets things done, because his ways are not our ways, and we only really know our ways. We have a guidebook, and it's called the Bible, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And you can get into that Bible and you can find some answers if you choose to. Some people don't. Some people just wing it. But we're talking about people who are trying to find solutions to their problems. And those problems come from the other spirits that are out there. You know, the people who want to make fun of you, the people who want to laugh at you around the water cooler, people who want to ridicule you for doing the right thing because they want to call you the Miss Goody Two Shoes or Mr. Perfect and things like that. So you have to deal with those kind of spirits, but there's a way to deal with that. And through the Bible, it gives you the answers and the solutions that you need. It takes careful study. That's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. You have to approve. You have to do it. It's not hypothetical. It's not a show. It's what it is in terms of you, your relationship with God, and what you depend on. See, the Bible talks about trust no man or woman. But you know, everyday life, you have to trust that a person say that they are going to do something and they actually do it. You have to trust that. But in reality, you really don't know whether they're going to do it or not. You're just going on their words. But when you talk about trusting God, the process of his methods are foreign to us. Let me say that again. The process of his methods are foreign to us. We have to learn this language. And we have to believe in it. And when you embrace that for all that it is, then good things can happen to you. Now, I don't know everyone's situation. I know people. I know what people will do to you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And you have to be careful about where that level of trust goes, because people will stab you in the back, and then some will befriend you. You know, you came to work and you didn't have but $3 in your pocketbook or in your pocket or on your debit card. and you're trying to figure out how you going to eat today. How you going to have a lunch, because those hunger pains, they're real. And you know $3 is not going to carry you too far. Some of you say, well, I can make it work. I'll get it right. That Snickers bar that you're about to buy was $1.75. And after you eat that, you're going to want something to drink. Well, I'll just drink water. Yeah, I get it. And thank God that there's a coffee machine where you can fill up on that. But you know what you're working with. And then somebody comes along and say, hey, Betty, Melvin comes along and says, look, let me take you to lunch today. I feel like I want to be a blessing to someone. And you think that, oh, Melvin and Betty, oh, they such good people. No, they were sent by God indirectly, because all this stuff is planned out. So this is that ability to trust God that he'll make a way, but you don't always know the process. Am I talking to someone out here? So when you hear the music and the music says, I understand, trust me, I understand, because I've been there. I've gone to work at times with no money in my pocket and didn't know how I was going to eat. And for some reason, that was the best day that I did eat, because God makes a way somehow. But you don't always understand that process. So here on Praise Tuesday, we know that there's a little more ways to go. We know that the week ahead of you, you still got to get through Hump Day Wednesday, and Thursday is a tease, and God, Friday is a miracle, because you didn't think that you was going to make it. But some of us have to work on Saturdays. Some of us have to work on Sunday. So that whole mechanism changes. Each individual has an individual plan. And that's the message that I'm trying to get to you. God has a plan for you, because everyone's not the same. You trust him, and he will pull you through. If you try to trust man or woman, you are misunderstanding. God has sent that person to help you. It's in the plan already. You don't know the plan, but he does. He knows you're going to eat today. He knows that you're going to run into a confrontation that's not going to feel very pleasant. He knows that you have to sit there and listen to someone ramble on about what they want and what they don't want, because they have the authority to do so. And then you ask that magical question, why is that person put over me? They don't have common sense. They certainly don't worship God. And God, I worship you, but you have me under this person's thumbs. Trust the plan. What is today may not be next week. Because God can change it between now and then. And you have to begin to understand the power of God. The power is sheer force of power. Now, some of you all know that God the Father is a spirit. He's not housed in this fleshly body, because you know that this body that we're in, you know this body is weak. It's sensitive. It's sensitive to touch. It's sensitive to the language that people will use for you and against you. It's sensitive. But God doesn't have that issue. That's what Jesus Christ is for, that bridge over troubled waters. And when you begin to understand the philosophy and embrace it, because you can't always question it, because you're not going to always find the answers, or even if you do find the answers, it wasn't there 5 minutes ago. You had to think. You had to figure it out. And within you figuring it out, you had to know that you had to trust God first. This is Praise Tuesday. We're going to give you a musical selection right now to help you up this road. But this is our morning drive this morning, because we want you to arrive alive here on KingScottRadioTV.com. Spread the word that you heard it here so that they can embrace the positiveness that God has instilled. And he's using me to help you. Do you feel me? He's using me to help you understand. And I don't have it all right. I'm learning as I go, because no one's perfect at this kind of stuff. I'm going to give you a musical selection, and we're going to see how that works out. See, we know what it is. We have the answer to that. That solution is encased in our heart. But we have to then take that answer, that solution, and we have to exercise it. It's not enough that you and I know. What makes a difference is when we can embrace it and share it with other people who don't know. You know, there's going to be someone in your day that's going to need an encouraging word. Make sure you give it to them. There's going to be someone who has a frown on their face. See if you can get a joke in so that they can embrace the goodness of God. And if we can do those things, if we practice what we preach, because we have a whole lot of folk who are standing behind a pulpit telling you to do one thing and then they do another. That's why you have to follow God, not man, not woman, but God. And he sent his son to show us the way, the perfect human being. And look what they did to him. I mean, you can, the story, it said they hung him up on a cross. And he was there to help them. You be that catalyst to help someone. And this thing can get contagious, where there is no antidote for it. There is no cure. Because when you love your neighbor as I have loved you, good things are going to happen. I know it seems like the crooked people, the people who stab you in the back and who spread rumors and all up in your business and they can't even handle their own. We know that they're there, but there is an effective way to deal with them. You be that effectiveness, and you can do it. That could be your mission. Your philosophy on how you do it is already written out. It's already there. All you have to do is follow the script. See, I believe that we are actors and actresses playing a role for God. And that role is critical. And let me tell you why. It's critical because that is where you're going to spend a majority of your time in eternity. I know what's going on down here, but there's an eternity that you want to get to. And I don't want you to be confused about it. There is something else after this. This is the training grounds to get to that eternity. And when you're there, when you're walking on the streets paved with gold, you're going to feel good about the decisions that you made back here to get you there. The backstabbers, they have a special place for them. Don't think they're not going to get there. You may not be the wealthiest person in the world. You may not have all the luxurious things. You might even be struggling. But God will never fail you. And I know that's hard to understand, because sometimes you feel defeated. We all feel that way. Even for the ones that encourage you, they have defeated moments too. You may not just see them. See, I'm not going to be a pastor that stands in the pulpit and entertain you. I'm going to keep it real with you. Because that is the only thing that I can offer you of value. The rest of this is going to go away. I have a nice car. I have clothes to put on my back. But in the final say-so, it's going to be the kindness that I've learned to have through Jesus that's going to get me through. It won't be that fancy suit. It won't be what I roll up in. Though I like those things, I can't take it with me. But how I treat you, oh, that's going to be paramount. And trust me, I get mistreated too. I've had some things happen that I just couldn't believe, but they were true. And you have too. I'm not on this train, plane, automobile, boat, tricycle, scooter. I'm not on it by myself. We all have had some difficult days, and some of us have some difficult days ahead. But trusting in God is going to make all the difference. You may not see it now. The person that you encourage, as I am trying to encourage you, will feel that. And they will be able to then say, I felt the presence of God because he sent someone to help me get down this road. And he didn't promise you that this road wasn't going to be always pleasant. That the very people that you love will love you back. He didn't promise that. They'll use you, abuse you, and tell you it's all in Jesus' name. They want to see you fail. But God works together for your good. So when it seems tough, tough times never last. Tough people do. And maybe you need to toughen up. There are times when I need to toughen up, when I have to understand the reality of the situation is right in front of me. She left. And she created havoc while she was leaving. He left. And he took my money. He took things that wasn't his. He stripped my dreams. But if you're still here, you still breathing, God is still with you because he will never leave you. You will make the greatest comeback of all time. And someone's going to look at you and say, we did everything we could to crumble that person, be it man, woman, or child. And when you get there, when you're in that resting place, and you move on to the next phase of your life, that's why the Bible says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because they know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They know what you've been through. Don't miss the opportunity to be good as best you can to others. Don't be the fake pastor who smiles in your face and stabs you in your back, who doesn't lead by example. They lead by image. The image that they want you to see. That's life. We're all here to learn. And for those people who act that way and do those kind of things, pray for them. Because they too won't get away. They won't. I'm going to tell you, I have or had a 28-year-old daughter. And someone decided to put 5 bullets in her. My first child at 28 years old, who was gifted. And though that hurt deeply, still hurts to this day, I wasn't going out looking to kill somebody, particularly the person who killed her. No. See, God will deal with that person. Maybe not today, maybe not next week, or next year. But you don't get away when you do things like that. He will be held accountable in due time. And I trust in the Lord. Though he took my baby, I trust that God will handle it. Not that I'm afraid of him. Not that I wouldn't want to take a bat and bust him upside his head. No, God said, I got this. And I can trust that he will take care of this person. Either you're going to get it here on earth or you're going to get it in eternity. My bet is on God. Sure, I would love to see him locked up, beat up, and some other stuff. That's my flesh, and my flesh is weak because he did something. He took something from me. But if you truly trust in the Lord, when you're at the crossroads of difficult situations, God shows up in your life. And you act accordingly. You will be rewarded for that. And your reward is eternal life. And I can't tell you how it's going to be. Because I only read the instructions just like you. But I can tell you this. Wherever he is, I want to be there with him. I've made that decision. So that motivation, this Praise Tuesday that I'm talking about, let me do what I can do here and now. Because tomorrow is not promised. Next week, I might not make it. But I will know that I did this broadcast. I put this on the airwaves. And someone can pull it up and listen to it. Or maybe it'll go away. I don't know. Because I don't know the future. What I do know is that if I continue to do the right thing, I continue to try to love. If you continue to try to love, God knows it, and he will use that. And when you approach that time in your life where you move to the other side of life, and they're waiting for you. It will be a feeling beyond feelings. Your soul will be so overwhelmed. We all are going to get there. We don't live here forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, trust the process. I know sometimes it's painful. I know. But the process works, and it's been working. And when it's all said and done, your rewards will be there. They will be there. They will be there for you to receive the glory of the presence of the Lord. This has been the morning drive. We arrived alive here on KingScottRadioTV.com. My name is Pastor Kevin T. Scott. If it's something that I can do, you can reach me at 240-362-7552. I want to thank you for your time. Go forth and do the work of the Lord. That's the only work that is going to count. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Still, I smile. Come on. Even though I hurt. Take that from you. I see you smiling.